AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The presidential campaign trail out west today. Former President Trump in Montana later tonight, and Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz headlining an event in Arizona. Both Trump and Harris have agreed to a September 10th televised debate here on ABC. Tropical Depression Debbie still dropping heavy rain and flooding with high winds and possible tornadoes in the forecast in the Northeast. The storm leaving death and destruction, though, in the Carolinas.
Several homes in Lucama, North Carolina, taking a direct hit from Debbie. The homeowner here likely asleep in his first floor bedroom when a tornado hit. The house so badly damaged, first responders had to lift and stabilize it before making their way in. Sadly, that homeowner did not survive.
ABC's Victor Oquendo. Debbie may have caused a plane with Carolina Panthers players on board to get stuck in the mud after landing at Charlotte's airport overnight. Some economic relief in the form of mortgage rates. They've hit their lowest level in more than a year now. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert system is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert system. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The primary election is on Tuesday, so that means this weekend is your last chance to vote early. There are 12 locations across the city where you can vote on Saturday, many of them city libraries. And if you'd like to vote on Sunday, there are 4 locations open. However, there are no new registrations this weekend, so if you're already registered, you're good to go. If you're not registered yet, you'll have to wait till Tuesday. We've got a story online so you can find the closest polling place for you to vote early. Just head to mad.radio. And remember, anyone can request a bilingual ballot. State law says if a certain number of people in a municipality speak another language, that municipality must offer bilingual ballots. So Dane County has ballots in Spanish. If you speak another language that's not offered on a ballot, you're welcome to bring a translator all the way to the voting booth with you. Just talk to the chief inspector at your polling place. And that's what you need to know on this Friday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Pack packed their bags for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL preseason kicks off this weekend. The Packers play the Browns at an early time, 3:25, tomorrow afternoon at Browns Stadium. After Jordan Love plays a few snaps, backup Sean Clifford will take over at quarterback.
I think everybody gets nervous. I think they're probably lying if they ever say they did or not. And if they aren't nervous, then I always think that nerves means you care. So I always get a little nervous, but once you're out there, it's back to 11-on-11, and it's just an absolute blast.
NBA Christmas Day schedules have been released. The Lakers will face the Warriors, while the Celtics play the 76ers, but the Milwaukee Bucks are not on the Christmas Day schedule this year. Baseball, Brewers back home tonight against the Reds after beating the Braves 16-7. Now, no pitcher wants to come out of a game, but that's what happened to right-hander Freddie Montas after 4 innings.
He was chomping at the bit to stay, yeah. You know what I mean? And if he had a knife, he would have stabbed me when I took him out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Feeling like fall today, with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees as winds are breezy. Sitting under a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, we'll stay clear tonight, and we remain bright and beautiful all weekend long, with some warmer temperatures expected by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show this Friday. We air the grievances. Presidential debate, they both accepted. Harris v. Trump, we'll talk about it.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Through the moonlight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You know, I was doing very well with black voters, and I still am. I seem to be doing very well with black males. This is according to polls, as you know. It's possible that I won't do as well with black women, but I do seem to be doing very well with other segments, extremely well with Hispanic. Jewish voters way up. White males way up. White males have gone through the roof. White males way up.
Okay. All right. Okay. Maybe we should check in with someone how he's doing with the black ladies. Frangela, hello. Good morning.
Keep up with white nails. Keep up with white nails.
Every single person in the lynch mob is for him. It's so surprising. By the way, wasn't that J.D. Vance stalking Kamala Harris on the tarmac? Didn't it have a little lynchy energy to it? A little bit posse, a little lynchy?
Let me tell you something.
Slightly
See, this
rapey?
Is why this campaign needs us. Okay, because we can stay at the plane, and we could have taken care of that. Be like, excuse me, no, sir, no.
No, you know,
nobody
you know.
Ordered that.
You shall nobody. Not pass.
You shall okay. not pass. I'm speaking.
I'm speaking.
Okay? That's what's happening right now. See, no, you don't just walk up to the vice president's plane and knock.
No, let's you. The real terminology. Roll up on?
Roll up.
Who you think you are? You gonna roll up on the vice president?
I know you're crazy.
Yeah.
I know you're
crazy. Talking all his mess about, this is gonna be my plane. I just wanted to check it out. This ain't never gonna be your plane, bitch.
No, bitch. No.
Not never. In your dreams. Not never.
Do they?
You can tell. They don't even like him. He rolls up alone, right? Like, nobody's with him. His Secret Service, everybody steps back like, we're not with this fool. Like, nobody. He does not even roll up appropriately.
Let's call it what it is. It's him attention seeking because nobody was over there where he was in interested in hearing what he had to say.
Yeah. Do they not get how creepy they both are to women? I mean, if they were surgically trying to alienate every single voting segment, they pretty much are accomplishing it, aren't they?
Absolutely. Look what we said. Like we said at the Sexy Liberal killer hit show in New York that took over the
city. Frangela, New York City will never be the same.
It will never be the same. It will never be the same. You can't stop this. You can't. It's like trying to stop the sun. You can't stop the sun, fool. What you trying to do?
What's going
to
happen in Chicago next Saturday? What? Are you kidding me? The Kamala energy rolling into the DNC in Chicago? Are you kidding me? With Luke Skywalker with us? I mean, and Jan Schakowsky and Joe Weinbanks.
We're going to tear the roof off.
We're going to tear the roof off.
You know, I'd forgotten, Francis, it was the cutest picture of you and Hal backstage, and he said it's such a thrill to tour with you. I didn't know. He said you started Second City together when you were both 15 years old.
Yes, I've known Hal since I was 15. And let me tell you something. This is the beautiful thing about Hal. Hal has not changed a bit.
I love it.
No, he is him. He is always him.
He is him. This the same man you know today was the same kid I knew then.
So cute. Oh, my God. So cute. Anyway, but yeah, the energy is. God, we thought Atlanta right after Kamala was named was electric. It's just like it feels like these things were watched. Like, I can't even process what we're watching. These rallies and these. I keep bursting into tears that this is what democracy looked like. Her speech yesterday at UAW was amazing.
Beautiful speech. I cannot believe I was so. Thank you, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence O'Donnell, for calling them out hard, like taking the media to task, because we should have seen that speech. I'm so glad that he ran it.
Yeah,
because it was incredible. It was a history-making speech.
We did this in hour one. But since Donald Trump stole Lawrence from us in Boston, let's listen to
it. It was 2016 all over again today. Donald Trump spoke at his home in Florida for over an hour, and all of the cable news networks, including this one, carried it live, just like they all did repeatedly in 2016. It would be hard to find a sentence and what Donald Trump said today that did not include at least one lie. Some of the networks tried to play catch up with fact checking after Donald Trump finished speaking, but that, of course, is way too late and utterly useless. No network even attempted to fact check every lie Donald Trump told.
Yeah, one last one and then about her.
None of the networks, none of them, carried Kamala Harris's speech live after the Trump appearance, none of them. This network brought you the last few minutes of Kamala Harris's speech live, but was actually doing Olympics coverage when the speech began. They knew what time it was coming. They knew how to cover it live, and they didn't. Yep. After giving Donald Trump more than an hour of live coverage on all of their networks. It's 2016 all over again. The same mistakes are being made. I have never seen an industry slower at learning from its own stupid mistakes than the American news business.
God, just amazing, right? Just channels so many of us all through this whole thing. I mean, because like I was saying, Virgil, and you guys, I know, you know, agree, the media really at the end of the day hounded Biden out of the race. I mean, it was one bad debate
and
they never let up.
The
Democrats panicked, right?
Yeah, it was rich people in the media, and I'm not done with that. We're going to have to address that.
Yes, yeah, somebody's going to have to answer for that. But you know what? But like Tim Wall says, we got less than 90 days, okay? Mm-hmm. All that, we're going to deal with that on the 6th. That's okay, right. On November 6th.
Okay, maybe the 7th, because we're going to be celebrating.
Yeah,
People are going to be hungover.
Within the month after the election, we will start the retribution tour. But the reality, it's more of a re-education tour, really.
The thing we've been saying all morning, though, Frangel, is like, Lawrence is completely right, as usual.
Yep.
But at the same time, you go... if he wants to televise his own mental breakdown, you know, I feel like it's like a PSA for mental illness for whatever is happening with him. So I, part of it, I'm going, do you think he got any new voters yesterday from that? I mean, I don't think it matters anymore.
What he's doing is what I'm going to tell you something. The vampire has to come up out of its coffin to show people.
That's true.
That it's still alive. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's a professor. She knows this. This is her field.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't know. My people go back to Transylvania. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They come from a long line of black women vampire fighters.
Oh, I did not know that. Good to know. Let me make a note of that. Let me make a note of that. Okay.
He put some pants on in his bedroom and he walked down the hall and opened his mouth. And that's all he's going to do for the next few weeks. Let me tell you something. J.D. Vance is the hired hand.
She gonna tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay? He's the hand.
He's the hired hand. Mm-hmm. You put a want ad out. You pick him out in front of the Home Depot when you need an extra hand, you know?
That's what he does. I don't feel like he's good at spackling.
No, you know what? He's the guy who in any construction crew, he'd be the guy who waves you up forward. Like the one that doesn't really do any construction. He just stands there and goes, points.
Yeah, there was a really Norma Desmond vibe, wasn't it? We were like, when's the dead monkey funeral? So that's like, in some ways, I think it has value to just, it really is. We were saying it's like a Anna Nicole Smith vibe. We've been saying that. It's like, you're literally almost like, put the camera down and help him. Oh my God. Like, it's just, everything he said is either completely untrue, delusional, bigger crowd than Martin Luther King, ridiculous story about a helicopter, and Willie Brown that never happened.
Can I tell you, when he said the thing about Martin Luther King, I knew for sure. I was like, we're going to come in Friday and Stephanie's going to play that audio. We're going to come. I know she's going to play that audio.
Sorry.
Because this is the most insane thing I have ever heard. Martin Luther King, what I love is him allowing for the fact that it was a good speech. He gave a good speech. Like, come on. Everybody, we have to all admit.
You know I would never trigger you like that. Which number is it? I was going to torture you with other ones.
19?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Never see the picture of the crowd, the biggest crowd I've ever spoken. I've spoken to the biggest crowds. Nobody's spoken to crowds bigger than me.
Everyone.
If you look at Martin Luther King, when he did his speech, his great speech.
Was it?
And you look at ours, same real estate, same everything, same number of people, if not, we had more.
Okay.
And they said he had a million.
Taylor Swift.
I think I confused it with Million Man March. And by the way, the Willie Brown helicopter story, completely untrue. Just about trying to slut shame Kamala Harris. That's what it's about, right? That he was her boyfriend 110 billion years ago. I mean, he's such a D.
Nobody cares. It literally is like watching a car wreck over and over and over again.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is that's why I understand the need to the people wanting to televise it or watch it, because it is. It's out here on the 405. It's a car wreck.
But see, this is the thing I don't understand. They have this thing called they can hit record. And they can record it and then show it if they got things conflicting. Because the news doesn't schedule itself conveniently.
No.
So you have to plan.
I did, not that I'm trying to trigger you again, but I did save the answer about whether whether she's recently black or not. So we'll play that for you because you're going to enjoy that. Oh, you know, that's when someone said you can tell she's definitely black is how she handled that heckler. You look at that face. Yes. That face is that's about 10 seconds before my mom will whoop my ass.
I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now I'm speaking.
Okay.
You want to go to the ladies' room? Does mama got to take you to the ladies' room?
She was black. She was black mamaing.
Yes, she was.
Don't make me take you to the bathroom because we will go.
It's gonna be one of them traumatic experiences.
Who's gonna use?
And that was the thing about my mama. She didn't care where you were. She snatched you by the neck and take you to the ladies' room.
My mom, I know that she denies it, but I know that she would file that thumbnail into a sword, and she'd stick it in the back, and it would hook into your spine, and just she could control your limbs. So you just walk like a drunk spider to the bathroom to get in trouble.
I don't feel like she even needed to say anything. Just that look. I was like,
look.
And we were all
like,
oh.
It's the wide-eyed black mama. Did everybody lose their minds just now? Is that what happened?
Because this is the thing. What you don't want is what happens after the look. The look is the warning.
We don't yell. My mom has never yelled in her life. She's never had to.
Okay.
Yeah.
My stomach hurts. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. Now you make sure you stay black until we get back, because I know
it's hard. It's touch and go today, Stephanie. Back. I don't know.
I just hope no one uses that phrase on panel in Chicago.
What?
I'm speaking.
Okay.
They're all going to use it.
20 minutes.
Jody knows us too well.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Oh, we're going to trot our little show pony out on the Chicago stage. Chris Lavoie, come on now.
Oh, boy.
Come on, strip down for America, for God's sakes. What's the point of spending all that time lifting heavy things and eating protein if you're not going to, you know,
show us?
I eat protein for the taste because
whip it out,
Power Life is delicious.
Whip it out for America. Do it. Tony Horton, P90X guy, he invented, he discovered high-impact protein.
Yep.
It's called HMB, naturally occurring molecule. It helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. He was coming back from being very sick. Now he's 65. He looks and feels amazing.
Yes.
It is available, as Chris said, in whey or plant protein. One scoop supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down, put it in your favorite beverage. There's vanilla, there's chocolate, there's strawberry. Yummy, yummy. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in the code fitness, save 30%, get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to mypowerlife.com. Type
in
fitness.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand-select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing, she's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, I hate to say it, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, Fridays with Frangela. I would go to sexyliberal.com right now. That Chicago show is going to sell out next Saturday.
It will.
And then get paper. I don't know if pay-per-view can sell out, but it might. So I would get that, too, if you can't make it to Chicago. Okay. We had to save this. This was a reporter question.
Okay.
Kamala Harris's father is Jamaican American, and she went to a historically black college. How is she only recently deciding to be black?
Well, you'll have to ask her that question because she's the one that said it. I didn't say it, so you'll have to ask her. But to me, it doesn't matter. But to her, from her standpoint, I think it's very disrespectful to both, really. Whether it's Indian or black, I think it's very disrespectful to both. To me, it doesn't matter.
He's colorblind. You see what he's saying there? That she, when did she say that she just recently became black? So she said it, not him?
Uh-huh, she said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He didn't.
Right.
I mean, this is the thing that makes you, this is why Lauren said to go crazy.
Right.
Because it's like, you know that's not true media. Play the tape. If you have to, like, what are you doing? Why are you standing there just letting this person lie? Also,
I have to say that's my favorite. She said, she's the one that said, I just recently became black.
I said that.
You know what? It's so disrespectful to people who are children of unions of different ethnicities.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Which is also a made-up construct. Yeah. I'm going to say blackness, whiteness. That is a construct. We are all humans, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, when you got people under 35, that's why we got so many young people ready to vote. You got people under 35 whose mama is Japanese and daddy is Latino, whose mama is Asian and daddy is something else. Okay? Right. You see what I'm saying?
I was telling you when my our old producer, Chris, who was my best friend at the time, but she was married to a white man. She was an African-American. And she, I remember, told me the story of being in the supermarket with her kids. And someone asked her, what are they? And she said, they're children. But that was a long time ago. That was 20 years ago. Like, I just don't think Kamala Harris looks like America now.
I get that with my family. Everybody in my family, people don't want it. They want to tell you who your parents are, who they are, what you're, you know. And this is the thing. It's old. There's a reason. It's not just that black people are having more babies or something than white people. The reason this country's getting brown is because everybody getting down.
Yeah. I mean, we were telling this horrible story. Jesse Waters trying to give Harold Ford a white dude's for Harris hat and asking him, are you black? Are you white? What are you? Why don't you wear it? Put it on. I mean, it was so cringe, right? And I just think we've moved so far past that. Kamala Harris looks like America.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, I just
can't. Donald Trump try to tell anybody about ethnicity.
When did you decide to turn orange? Why did no one ask that yesterday?
Right?
29 minutes after the hour. More Fridays with Frangela.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may have as many as six choices for president in November. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says Cornell West and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as Shiva Ira Dure and Claudia De La Cruz, all turned in paperwork this week. The WEC will now decide if they qualify to be on the ballot. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more ways than one. She's gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
The Pew Research Center says most voters say they're burned out on long presidential campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Shots were fired outside the Harmony Apartments last night. Madison police say residents there called 911 when they heard gunfire. When authorities arrived, they found evidence of a shooting, but no one hurt and no property damage. Police don't believe there's any danger to the public. Harmony is the same complex where 15-year-old Kaisha Miller was shot and killed last October. And just months earlier, in July, Devon Grant was shot and killed there, too. Meanwhile, the Madison Police Program that sends mental health staff instead of officers is expanding to Sun Prairie. Madison officials say the CARES program has been successful here and freed up some time for law enforcement. When a 911 call comes in and someone needs mental health help, they'll get a trained counselor or clinician, not police. At first, the program only had one mental health team, but now they have three. City leaders expect about 120 calls per year in Sun Prairie for the CARES team. They'll start responding to calls there this fall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Feeling like fall today, with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees as winds are breezy. Sitting under a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, we'll stay clear tonight, and we remain bright and beautiful all weekend long, with some warmer temperatures expected by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Nepo baby adjacent Lara Trump shares her thoughts on Kamala Harris's qualifications to be president. Oh, don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
She's a radical left person at a level that nobody's seen. She picked a radical left man that is, he's got things done that He has positions that are just not, it's not even possible to believe that they exist. He's going for things that nobody's ever even heard of. Heavy into the transgender world, heavy into lots of different worlds. Heavy.
What does that mean?
Be heavy into it.
Good luck. America's dad. We were reading the tweet earlier that he's one of the helpers Mr. Rogers told us about. Like, good luck demonizing this guy that is so amazingly likable, right, and relatable. It's just, he's deep into the trans world, meaning they should be treated like humans. Oh, what a monster.
Yeah.
It just doesn't even make any sense.
This is where I went, was trying to go before the break, which is we are all human. And to sit here and continuously allow people to put us all into these different groups. Yep. And now we're, and of course we have to call it allyship now, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Should love you because you are my human brother or sister.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, most pundits even are saying the same thing we've been saying, is that they just haven't laid a glove on them yet.
Right.
I mean, this is we're almost 3 weeks now. They cannot figure out what to do about this. I love it. He just lives in delusion. Wait, give me a 17. Hang on.
And I have to tell you, J.D. Vance has really stepped up. He's doing a fantastic job.
What?
We just read, what's the latest poll? He's negative 27 with independents. Yeah. I mean, he is literally the worst VP pick in history.
I hadn't heard that. So wait, he owes them support? Like, is that what that means? Owes them that much support before he's at neutral? Before he's at indifferent?
Let me tell you what's happening in the...
Zero.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's happening in the real world. Yeah. Oh, and didn't he say, how well he's doing with black voters? Didn't we do a poll last week? It literally is zero, which is in the margin of error, which I was saying opens up the possibility that black poltergeists and black fetuses also hate him, but just they're not able
to
be.
That's
right.
Let me tell you something. I think the black community, what you're not seeing right now, what's going on behind the doors, is that we're taking care of those problem people. the
biscuit makers,
busy making biscuits.
Yeah. Okay.
We're taking care of them. The ones that aren't too far gone and, on the Supreme Court. We're taking care of them.
All right,
giving them the attention they need.
Here's what's happening back here in the real world. The Cook Political Report has shifted three key swing states away from Trump back to Kamala Harris, to toss-up. They recently moved five states. They had moved in early July. They had moved five states away from Biden. Mm-hmm. They have now shifted Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia away from Trump and placed them squarely back in the toss-up column. I mean, we keep saying this year has
that was in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it has the feeling of anything is possible. I just what we're watching and feeling, it's starting to show up in polling. And I know we all don't want to, get too happy with polls. You don't know which ones are outliers, right?
Mm-hmm. But you don't have to sell. This is the thing. When you actually have something to sell people, when you actually have a platform, and it is, in fact, about the issues that are important to all of us, and the platform isn't, I hate them because they are brown, black, other in my mind in some way.
Yeah.
Then people are attracted to that. That attracts people.
We were just saying that, Jody, that we were talking about that just his old, trying to other people act is just so old and moldy and not working this time. Like the stupid Kamala.
Yeah.
Like either he's his brain is, gibberish, is mush. Or it's a way to make her sound more black or something or foreign.
I think it's just insulting. I think straight up it's just insulting. That's all.
It's insulting. Yeah. And, I watch a lot of Fox. And no one will pronounce her name properly.
Right.
That's part of it. That's part of the treatment. And also, can I just say to all our veterans, I am sorry.
Yeah.
I am sorry about this conversation that the GOP is making about service. Because let me tell you, I did not sign up for service.
Me neither. Okay? Yeah, we shouldn't denigrate anyone's service, and nobody denigrated J.D. Vance's.
Right.
Until he criticized Waltz's 25 years of service that people said, you're 6 months in an air-conditioned tent. it was also not combat.
No, it wasn't.
said, how you gonna say he wasn't in combat like me? Isn't that messed up?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't understand. What are you doing right now?
I know. They got nothing. New York Times, whoa, they did fact check. They fact checked Trump's this stupid helicopter thing. Like I was saying, this was just slut shaming. This is the whole reason that he told this complete, easily fact checked lie. He launched into a detailed narrative about the supposed emergency landing. He was in a helicopter with Willie Brown, and that Willie Brown divulged terrible things about Harris during the ordeal. Trump's story about being in a rough helicopter landing with Willie Brown, it was actually Jerry Brown, and there was no rough landing. Everything about the story was false, both men said. Gavin Newsom was in the was also aboard, said it's bolt. Far from an emergency landing, the flight in question was uneventful. Lisa Haberman said three Trump casino executives were killed in a helicopter crash in 1989, an event that Trump later insinuated he was supposed to join them on, a claim employees said was untrue. Everything he says is untrue.
Right.
A spokesman for Jerry Brown said there was no emergency landing and no discussion of Kamala Harris. It was just a way to get the whole Willie Brown, Kamala Harris thing. He's so gross that I just...
Jerry Brown? Like, this is the part where I go, okay, you can't do that. You can't just anybody with that last name. No, that's not how identity works.
So the other thing he said, do you guys think is he going to show for this debate? Because, my God, is there enough popcorn?
Yes, he has to.
Yeah, he's scared.
I said it yesterday.
He's coming.
I said it before he had finally agreed to it. I was like, he's going to have to do this debate because he can't stand it.
Yeah.
He can't stand it. He doesn't think he'll lose anything.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to deal with it. And it seems like he shouldn't. I mean, he skipped out on Republican debates.
Mm-hmm. Well, we said yesterday. Does he know the difference between lies and delusion, or does he not? Is he so far gone? Like, he doesn't even know the difference between. I don't even know. But he also is trying to spin this thing that there's like three debates that have been agreed to, which is not true, right?
No.
He said, we've agreed with Fox on the date of September 4th. We've agreed with NBC on September 10th. So we got everything all screwed up, right? Because there has been one debate, September 10th, ABC, that was agreed to by both sides, which Kamala Harris said yesterday. Great, I'll be there. But he screwed up all the dates anyway. Right. ABC News confirmed Trump had agreed to the previously scheduled debate, which is September 10th.
Right.
So you can tell he's trying to squeeze this Fox one in first, which she never agreed to. It's like, oh, come debate me at a Trump rally on Fox, you know?
Yeah. Which I have no fear of her doing, but they're absolutely right. Like, no, you don't get to determine the agenda anymore. You don't get to decide what's going to happen and everybody just hups too. We're not doing that.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're not my president.
Thank you. You're nobody's president right now. Nobody's.
Oh, God, do I even need to repeat this?
Uh-oh.
That Donald Trump repeated and again the false claim that some people name it. Oh, Tim Walz. Right. Aborts babies after they're born, kills babies after they're born.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, my God. It is so repetitive. Everything. I just think this is the other reason he may not be having rallies, because he can't draw people. You saw the same rally space that Kamala Harris was just in. People, they're even getting sick of his, right?
I think that people just tag up now at those rallies. They walk in, because all you ever see from the moment they start is that steady stream of people leaving.
Right.
So I think people are doing the, you know, I knew a man who, for the Million Black Man March, you know, he took a plane, went to the march, got the T-shirt, and came back. That's what I think people are doing at these Trump rallies. They are coming in, tagging up, taking a photo of them in the hall, and then leaving because they're boring and bad.
Yeah.
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 And you know what? And also, I had a friend write me yesterday. I'm not going to say their name, but they were in their county fair, and they were like, oh, my God, there are so many MAGA people here. It's frightening. And I have to remind myself that there are more of us than them. And this is a group of people, and we have to remember that psychologically, this is a group of people who need to be identified as a group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need it.
Yeah, because it's a cult. I mean,
it's a cult.
Yeah, yeah. This is my other favorite. Okay, when a reporter asked Trump about is he going to vote on the constitutional amendment protecting abortion rights, it will be on Florida's ballot. Of course, he didn't answer. That was the great point that Lawrence O'Donnell made. He's not having press conferences answering questions, and Kamala Harris isn't. He doesn't answer questions. He lies or dodges. Yeah. Like, that's not. He said, well, I'm going to announce that. I'm going to actually have a press conference on that at some point in the near future. So I don't want to tell you now. Oh, will he also have his health care plan then?
Yes.
And the wall.
You know, I was so glad that Lawrence did that, because this is the thing. And I like Ali Vitale in general, but I'm watching her have John Fetterman on this week. And like, and she was like, with a very chipper tone, but coming at him, you know, repeatedly trying to get an answer to this question. I was like, I've never seen you do this with Trump.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I can I just say, I can't get enough of these stories, Jody. Just keep them coming. I just love the word panic is in every headline about the Trump campaign. You can see it. I mean, that was the fun thing, is you can smell the fear on him and just the flop sweat. You know, as comedians.
No, he's scared. It awakens something inside.
Yeah, he's a scared man. Oh, my God, I love this MAGA influencer Laura Loomer, this racist lunatic. Whose reputation is so toxic, even Marjorie Taylor Greene believes she's mentally unstable, is sounding the alarm about Trump's campaign. She demanded he make drastic changes to his operation. He's really losing it. Trump mocked for angry rant about Kamala Harris crowd sizes. I everything he says is a liar is projecting, right? He's accusing her of having to pay people, and there's only 1,000 people there. You're like, we just watched it, those crowds on TV, right?
The beautiful thing about his lies is that they are that. We don't have to go count. We don't have to go wait, because we can see the lie. Like, it's not.
It's so delusional. If Gumna has 1,000 people at a rally, the press goes crazy. Talks about how big it was, and she pays her crowd. When I have a rally, 100,000 people show up. The fake news doesn't talk about it. They refuse to mention crowd size. They televised both of them.
Yeah.
You can see all the empty seats. I mean,
there was a day where I think I had donated to I think it was the day that they announced Tim Walz, it was Tuesday or whatever. I literally donated to that campaign like 5 times.
Yeah.
Like every time I got a text, I was like, yep. Now, I mean, we're talking about $5 to $25, because I don't have that kind of money. But I'm like, look, dogs, you ain't getting that extra treat.
Yeah, we just got a fundraising email, and we could do the hero level. And Chris is like, we're no heroes. We're just present. We're just voting present at the lowest ticket price. I can't get enough of the whole. It's unfair. Trump reportedly lashing out at his own campaign staff in calls to friends, according to chaos in the Trump campaign. He's furious. He now has to face Kamala Harris. No kidding. Instead of Biden and his pointing fingers everywhere. And while he stays off the campaign trail, he's grown increasingly upset about Harris's surging poll numbers and media coverage, relentlessly asking friends how his campaign's performing. Oh, I can answer that. It's going super. Yeah, super bad.
Well,
it's going super
bad. Do you really have to ask that question when you're in Mar-a-Lago and not out on the trail?
In a recent phone call
to. Did y'all hear about the fist fight at the Valladosta opening of the Trump campaign office?
That's fantastic.
They had to call the police.
In a call to a friend recently, he said, it's unfair. I beat him, and now I have to beat her, too. No, you didn't beat him, bitch, and he would have won anyway, but oh, my God.
That's how elections work, boo. There's somebody else, and you have to win it. You have to get more votes than them. I'm sorry.
I just, Trump's rage could lead to a campaign shakeup. I just can't get enough of these stories.
I want them to drop JD, because I think that would be fun.
Oh, my God. Bury him at Bedminster next to Ivana.
What?
He might have an accident. You know how clumsy she was.
Of course.
I know, right?
Team Trump insiders reveal details of a campaign desperately struggling. I can't get enough of these stories to keep up with Kamala Harris. And assuage concerns about Trump's out-of-control rants and his running mate's unlikable demeanor, a new report says. Donors and campaign staffers have abandoned hopes of a landslide. After them finding themselves unprepared strategically and financially to position Trump against the new nominee. Trump's vicious attacks on Harris's racial identity and Georgia Governor Brian Pence, Kemp's wife, have rattled. Donors are feeling baffled and alarmed. Did they just woke up and figure out who Donald Trump is now? Now a warning?
I mean, now.
How can you have any pity
for people that are acting like somehow this is new, right?
No. It's
just incredible, isn't it? The whininess. I mean, whiny. The levels of whininess, they have out-toddlered every toddler I ever know.
This, and he's seeing the same polls we are. Harris leads Trump by as much as 8 points in a new poll, which shows a massive 21-point swing in net favorability. I mean, it's just, he is, like I say, don't know whether he's lying or he's deluded, but I'm saying I'm winning by a lot. That's why I'm not campaigning. I guess.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right?
I have to tell you something. Don't tell me that you're winning by a lot. That's why you're not campaigning. Because what I know about you is you're in it for the attention. There's no way you would be you wouldn't be having these rallies if they were good.
Right. Yeah. And he said also because of the Democratic convention that's not going on.
It's not
this
going
week.
On for right. a week and a half.
Right. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. The vampire needs his rest.
Right. Frances, I'm going to tell you, her people have been killing vampires for centuries. My people have always been lawyers.
And we are
the lawyers for the vampire killers.
Okay. I thought I knew every fun fact about Frangela. I did not know that, Frances.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We got a case coming up in Transylvania. Yeah.
We thank you for your vampire service. Okay. All right. A grateful nation thanks you.
Yes.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
I'm telling you, it's the sexy liberal of companies. They're America's only progressive phone company,
that's
people.
Right.
They do the same thing we do. They give to progressive causes, like amazing Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood. We did Planned Parenthood once, remember?
Yep.
Transgender Law Center. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service, and you get much more, an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. And it's so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Get in. As Frangela would say, get in the Corolla. We're going.
Fishing.
Yeah. What? No, just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. That's credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25. Or call us at 877-346-0516.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau August Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau August, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau August Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better fast. Check out Navage at your local Sam's Club today. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give a quick overview of what goes into your credit score. Now, before I do that, heads up, there is no single scoring system or standard that all the credit bureaus use. I mean, why would they make it easy? But about 90% of the scores used by creditors are issued by FICO, F-I-C-O, the Fair Isaac Credit Organization. I have no idea who Isaac is. A FICO credit score ranges from 350 to 900. And 35% of that score, the biggest chunk, is whether or not you've made your payments on time. 30% is how much of your credit you use. 15% is how many years of credit you have, longer the better. And the remaining 20% is a mix of how many new accounts you've got, if you've got different types of credit, like cards, a car loan, mortgages. Seem a little confusing? A bit. But it's a system we can understand and try to use to our advantage. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube to learn more about how to do that.
Stephanie Miller.
What's that? We need more of Laura Ingraham's soothing tones?
Oh, my God.
Sure we do. Yeah.
And these are just facts, Mary Catherine Hamm. I mean, it's, if you know Minnesota, and I don't well, especially Milwaukee.
What?
Huh? It's changed.
Milwaukee
what?
Is not in Minnesota.
Oh, God.
Minnesota.
She can never be president.
Say-
Yeah.
Did she just say that?
She did.
In other dumb blonde bitch news, Kellyanne Conway. I have a whole stack.
Oh, good.
She called on the media to stop covering Kamala Harris's rallies.
Oh, well then.
Okay.
Because they're not
if
news.
She continues to refuse to take questions from... Which she did
she
yesterday.
Did.
Didn't
she
you love that?
Time.
When she went around to reporters and went, what do you got?
Fantastic.
Yeah. yeah, she... I Conway praised... Oh, and she praised the super creepy, weird, rapey J.D. Vance stunt for showing up outside Air Force Two. Because, of course, she did. Because she's a mean girl. Right?
Why didn't they slam his face into the tarmac? He was approaching the vice president's plane without permission.
This campaign is so good. Trump just phoned in this week to Fox and Friends to praise, but to sing his praises of his own economy. Harris Walz immediately said this is a lie. Trump left office with the worst jobs record since the Great Depression. More Americans now have jobs than they ever did under Trump. Biden has created almost 16 million jobs. I mean, but they are just on it, aren't they?
The press release that they came back out with, they answered back every lie he had. And I said, that's the way you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, one last one. Montana City's waiting on Trump to fork over $50,000 after stiffing them for cost of the rally. Please put a boot on his plane so he can't leave until he pays.
Well, can we do that? Can we? We volunteer. I volunteer as tribute.
There's so many jobs for you in the new Kamala Harris administration. We've got to think
we'll
big.
We'll be busy.
Yeah.
Think big.
Final word.
I really want us on security.
Yeah.
Final word, idiot of the week, sexyliberal.com for your Chicago tickets, both live in person and pay-per-view. We love you, Frangela.
Love you.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a Bar Band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.